Well, yesterday, of course, Leo Varadkar resigned as our Taoiseach. And over the years, we've had our policy and personal differences. But I do want to recognise the work that he has done during his time as Taoiseach. Like all political leaders, he's had his successes and his failures. And in my view, some of his successes are his role as leader, you know, as leader of the country during the COVID outbreak. I think standing up for Maurice McCabe, the whistleblower, was a very courageous act, and I certainly applaud him for that. But for me, I suppose, most crucially was his sure-footed and his extremely competent handling of Brexit. At that time, I was an MEP, and to be honest with you, I was proud to see himself and Simon Coveney represent the country because they were head and shoulders above all the UK negotiators, really well prepared, focused on the important issues, and I think they did the country a great deal of service. Now look, there's been a lot of failures from his time as Taoiseach, you know, housing, health, immigration, the recent referendum, but there'll be time to come back to that. And I suppose it's in that context that I'm saying this government has run its course. We're at a new juncture now in the political landscape, and I believe we need a general election. Yes, Fine Gael need to get a new leader in place, but this isn't about Fine Gael and leadership. This is about the country, and it's about what we need. And what people want to see is political direction. And by the time they get their leader in place, we'll be into the peak of a local and European election.